This is the download edition of the Wall Street Update of World Business Report on Friday, the 12th of September. I'm Lucy Burton. Time now to have a quick check on the financial markets and to find out what was getting the US indices excited. I spoke to Joe Saluzzi of Themis Trading in New Jersey.
Yeah, we had some action in eBay. There were some rumors in the market that potentially a Google investment. Nothing was confirmed or denied, but the stock was up, I think it was about 3% by the end of the day. And then Yahoo has also been strong, anticipating Alibaba came out this today saying that they had closed their books early for the IPO, meaning that they're ready to go public, and Yahoo was up. Yahoo owning a piece of that. That's 4%. That was up 4% today. And then Apple was very busy, but not really much action in the price of the stock, but they started taking pre-orders last night for the new iPhone, and that seemed to be very busy, actually. I think they were already running out of supply.
Yeah, I read, actually, that the Apple website went down because it's so overloaded by people placing their orders.
Yeah. Somebody actually here in the office woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning last night and ordered one, so I think he was a lucky few.
There we go, lucky him. Right, and of course, next week we've got this big Fed meeting talking about possibly raising or changing the interest rates. How have the markets reacted to that? Are they getting a little jittery?
They are. They're definitely getting a little jittery. And we can tell by the 10-year interest rate is the 10-year bond is up to 261, which is still very low, overall. But that's up from around 235 a couple of weeks ago. So people are starting to get nervous. We have been retail sales came out this morning. They were in line with expectations. They were up, I think it was 0.3%. But we have been getting a lot of decent economic news, which makes you wonder if the Fed will. They're certainly not going to raise rates, next week, that's for that matter. But will they indicate that they're coming sooner than expected? And I think that's where the market's getting a little jittery now. But again, we've seen this in the past as well, leading up to the Fed meetings, and then they tend to dissipate. The Fed has been so dovish and against interest rate rises. So we'll see.
That was Joe Saluzzi. On Wall Street, the Dow was down at 0.4% at 16,987. And at the end of the day in London, the 100 share index was up 0.1% at 68.06. Gold is trading at $1,229 an ounce. And October New York light crude oil was down 56 cents at $92.15 a barrel.
You've been listening to World Business Report. If you want more insights into the world of business, you can download Business Daily from bbc.com/podcasts. If you want to contact us, you can email at world.business@bbc.co.uk or add your comments to our Facebook page at facebook.com/bbcbusiness. And remember, for news in an instant, you can follow us on twitter.com/bbcbusiness.